Hey, baseball fans, go yard with BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas. Enjoy top odds on your favorite home run bets, fast and convenient ways to play same-game parlays, special boosts and tokens, and so much more. From the first pitch to the game-winning fireworks, there are more ways than ever to supercharge your excitement. Download the BetMGM app and get your piece of MLB action. BetMGM is an official partner of Major League Baseball. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER available in the U.S. For New York, 8778-HOPE-NY. Or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. First bet offers for new customers only. All other promotions for existing customers. Subject to eligibility requirements. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need. And 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required. No activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
G'day everyone, welcome back to the Sports Ethos New Orleans Pelicans podcast. I am your host, Lyle Swithenbank. This is, of course, a sportsethos.com presentation. Go and check all of that out over there, everything that's going on. Plenty of stuff, a COVID tracker so you can see who's in, who's out, and who's coming back and how many days they've got remaining on their health and safety protocols. If you'd like to follow us on Twitter, at Lyle Swithenbank, LyleSwithenBank, at Ethos Pelicans is the show. We're loving the support. People getting around the show, and it's been fantastic. Just a guy from Perth talking about the Pelicans, and I appreciate all of the support. If you've got time and a few moments, if you don't mind going and giving us a rate and review on Apple iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcast, we're all over the shop, a few different places. That would be fantastic. It helps us grow the show, and I mean, I can see the support from the people that are tuning in and engaging, and you know, I love it. So I appreciate everyone out there. Also, Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays for everyone that was out there and had a great festive break. I realised I didn't really do it too much in the last podcast, but yeah, it was good. Hope everyone's having a relaxing week between Christmas and New Year's, where all the time seems to merge into one and no one really knows what day of the week it is, just that work sort of comes after that. If you've had a bit of time off, I hope you're spending it with your family and staying safe and well. Now, I have been rattling on. What we're here to talk about is the Pelicans defeating the Cavs. The Cavs that are fourth in the East. The Pelicans, who going into the game were 14th in the West. And we beat them. And not only did we beat them in such a fashion that I'm just so proud. And we're going to break that all down today. We're going to have a talk about the... Well, I'm not going to say historic, but the fantastic victory, undermanned, up against the wall, and ending up stealing a victory, 108-104. And I'm just so proud of the guys. You would have heard me in the spaces that Chris Connor runs. That was fantastic again. And if you're looking for something to listen to after the game, always go and tune in there and get up there and say a question or a statement, or whatever you want to talk about. It's such good fun, and everyone likes to get involved. Antonio Daniels and Angie Thomas were both in there tonight. So good fun, and always great to hear from those people as well. It's really, really awesome. So before we get into it all, we'll thank the sponsors, as we like to do at the start of the show. Manscaped.com. Hoopball20 is the code, 20% off and free shipping. We love it. Always good to get a discount. So go and check that out. Yeah, use that code HOOPBALL20, 20% off and free shipping. And also, I want to see you head over to mybookie.ag for all your gambling. If you want to go over there, use the code HOOPBALL when you sign up for all new signees. On the third page, you type in HOOPBALL and that'll give you a deposit match. So go and check that out as well, and let them know that HOOPBALL sent you, and help yourself by getting a little delicious discount as well. In addition, go and follow at EthosFantasyBK on Twitter, the single most dominant basketball and fantasy news feed on earth. Get all your NBA news in one handy Twitter feed. It's faster than the competition and provides more analysis too. Again, that's at EthosFantasyBK on Twitter. And we have a new daily fantasy partner at Sports Ethos, Thrive Fantasy. Prop up with Thrive Fantasy on their mobile app or at thrivefantasy.com. Use code ETHOS, E-T-H-O-S, when you sign up to get a 100% deposit match bonus on your first deposit up to $100, plus either 2 or 4 free game tickets to play. Pick player props on the biggest names playing every night. Score points when your props hit, and the players with the most points win a share of the nightly prize money. And check out our Sports Ethos DFS team or podcast for advice on winners. Again, that code is ETHOS over at thrivefantasy.com.
Hey, baseball fans, go yard with BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas. Enjoy top odds on your favorite home run bets, fast and convenient ways to play same-game parlays, special boosts and tokens, and so much more. From the first pitch to the game-winning fireworks, there are more ways than ever to supercharge your excitement. Download the BetMGM app and get your piece of MLB action. BetMGM is an official partner of Major League Baseball. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER, available in the U.S. For New York, 8778. HOPE-NY, or text HOPE-NY 467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. First bet offers for new customers only. All other promotions for existing customers, subject to eligibility requirements. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need. And 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Close your eyes and imagine what you'll look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. What can happen in 3 to 6 months? You could pick up a new hobby and get not that good at it yet. You could do about half of your New Year's resolution. You could learn a few songs on the piano or pick up bass guitar. Or you could start seeing thicker, fuller hair regrowth through Hims. Not bad for just 3 to 6 months. Men, if you're starting to notice your hair thinning when you look in the mirror, you're not alone. Life just gets busier and busier, and it can feel like there's not enough time in the day to do something about it. So, try Hims Hair Loss Solutions. You can avoid jumping through a bunch of frustrating hoops and get access to treatment without even leaving your home. Hims provides you with the convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. Hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary, based on studies on topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with the healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
So, that's thanks to the sponsors. We appreciate that and appreciate you all persevering when I have to do the little reads because, you know, that's all part of growing the podcast. You know, you've got to put a few little shout-outs for the guys that keep us ticking along and supporting Sports Ethos. So, thank you for your perseverance and let's have a chat about the game. So, before the game, we find out that Josh Hart is out dealing with an ankle sprain. Brandon Ingram out as well with the sore Achilles. Jonas Valanciunas was to return, and then the other guys that were in COVID all still had COVID. So we were a little bit undermanned. Jared Harper and Gary Clark now fully with the team as they were last game as well. Gary Clark and Garrett Temple stepping into the starting lineup in place of BI and also Josh Hart. Big props to Gary Clark, who'd played about 20 minutes all year and then had to start and, you know, took it in his stride. These are the opportunities that you get. Last year, we found Najee Marshall from the exact same thing. So it was a real opportunity for a team, a few players to step up and get themselves some minutes. So the Cavs started with their ultra big lineup with Mobley, Markkanen, Okoro, Wade, and Rubio, all very tall, very long. And then Rubio running the point with Darius Garland out in the COVID protocols. He was announced before the game that he had that. And then Kevin Love come off the bench. And that first quarter, they went absolutely ballistic. Honestly, we started the game and we looked like we were just shell-shocked. We scored 2 points and it took about 4 minutes to get it. In the first 3 minutes, we scored 2 points. And they just leapt out to a lead. They ended up scoring 39 on us, which was just unbelievable, honestly. They jumped out to a 23-point lead at the max. You know, we were at only scored 20 points in that first quarter, and it took us a long time to settle. They couldn't miss, and we're overreacting and allowing them to make shots that they were comfortable taking. And Kevin Love came off the bench and just went absolutely ballistic. It was like a sniper, honestly. He scored 24 points and hit 7 threes. That was the only shots he made were outside the arc, 7 of 12. And I think he was 4 of 4 in the first quarter. It was just, it was something else. And the guys looked like they were absolutely shell-shocked. Honestly, we didn't know how to match up with them. The guys were too long. Evan Mobley was just getting anything he wanted. Ricky Rubio had it on a string, and he looked absolutely fantastic. Really impressive game for him until an unfortunate injury in the last quarter. It looked like a non-contact knee injury, and we're hoping it's not anything sinister, such as like an ACL or something like that, but he was carried off the court, couldn't put any weight on it, and he was an assist shy of a triple-double. He was absolutely balling out, 27, 13, and 9, and we just, you hate to see it. You hate to see injuries in any sport or in anywhere, and it doesn't matter if it's your team or not, but well, our thoughts are with Ricky Rubio, and hopefully he is okay. So, we thought we had our own injury troubles in that first quarter. Devontae Graham, about 7 minutes into the first quarter, had a knee knock and went to the ground and was helped off the court. And I thought, oh gosh, we're in some trouble when you lose another player. But it looked like one of them little stingers when you just knock knees together. And he came back out and in the second quarter and we were away, which was fantastic. Good to see him back on the court. The second quarter, we responded. You know, the first quarter, they punched us in the mouth, and so we turned around and started clawing back. We scored 28 to their 19. We locked in defensively. Herb Jones was just unreal. Had a career-high 26 points, 26 points, 7 rebounds, 3 assists, 3 blocks. He ties Anthony Davis for most consecutive games with a block, being 13. He had 2 3-pointers to a 4, hit all his free throws, no turnovers. And he was just unbelievable. In 36 minutes, he was far and away our best player and was really impressed with his efforts. And when you're going up against a high-profile rookie that they're all comparing to Chris Bosh and guys like that, well, you put the clamps on him. You had him in, after the first quarter, Mobley disappeared because Herb, every time he come on, was like, nah, I'm just going to lock you down. And the good thing about Herb is that he can switch 1 through 5. It doesn't matter who is on him. He just has a crack, you know, and he's so disciplined defensively that like Rubio tried to put him on the skates and he just stayed down and completely cooked him. Like absolutely cooked Rubio at times, and anyone he was on was just getting clamped. And that was just fantastic to see. Love to see the effort from the rookie. He should absolutely be considered in all defensive team considerations. He probably won't, as Antonio Daniels said in...
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You want the best for your child. K-12 can help them gain the skills they need to reach their full potential while giving you the support you need to get them there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Their state-certified teachers make online learning interactive and engaging, allowing your child to learn at their pace from the safety of home. Join the more than 3 million families who have chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.
In the spaces, he was asked that question, and you know it comes down to reputation. So maybe in the coming years, but I think the accolades are going to come sooner rather than later, and he deserves every single thing that he's given. Other big games, Devontae Graham, quiet until towards the end, hit 5 of 12, 5 assists, 5 rebounds. Valanciunas, 15 and 10, started terribly coming back from the non-COVID illness. He was all over the shop. He shot 4 of 11 for the night, but ended up with 15 and 10 and was huge down the stretch. When we needed him, he came through. So we head into the half and we're only down by about 10, I think it was. 9, 10, something like that, about 10. And come out in the third quarter and it becomes an arm wrestle again. The guys refresh, Cavs reset, and we end up scoring 28 to 25 in that quarter. And the majority of it came from two lesser-known guys, Jared Harper, who have harped on about, mind the pun, from the Birmingham squadron, who we called up, scored 7 points in 7 minutes, 3 assists, and he looks like an absolute jet. And we talked about this all year, that the guy has just been absolutely balling out for the squadron. He got his chance, and he took it. He looks like a point guard. He played hard. When he got his opportunities, he took them, and that's all you can ask from the fella. Another great effort was from Jackson Hayes, 7 points, 8 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 steal, 1 block, a plus 22 on the night in 24 minutes. And in the end, Billy was sitting on the ground and sitting on the bench, and Jackson took his minutes because he was playing really, really well. He matched up well with these guys, and it was actually good for him to play a bit of the power forward position, the four alongside Valanciunas. That was really interesting to see that he can do that. And having his verticality means that he is enough of a spacer that he can play alongside him. You know, both JV and him can step outside, and both very different players. So it meant that we could have this weak side shot blocker in Jackson Hayes come across, and he was good. He was very, very good, and all credit to him for staying ready. I know I've been critical of him throughout the journey, and I am always very harsh on guys when they don't perform. But when you get it, really, really impressed with his efforts. And all credit to him staying ready. 19 minutes for Trey Murphy, 3 points. He finally ended his cold streak. He's 1 of 19 in threes over the last few games. And he ended up hitting that. Garrett Temple was bad for 3 quarters. And then dropped 17 in the last quarter and won us the game. When it was his time to go, he went, and he credited his teammates. He credited Jared Harper for hitting him in rhythm, and he hit a three, and all of a sudden he was on, and he carried us. He was defending. He was getting a steal. He was scoring. And you know, that's two big games from him, and we don't win this game without Garrett Temple. So cheers to the vet for digging in and getting us that. That was just really, really impressive. Good game from Gary Clark as well. 28 minutes. He had 12 points, and when that first three went in, yeah, he was away. He was splashing them, and he hit a couple in a row, 4 of 10 on the night, and he played his role, and that's all you ask. He was defending hard. He didn't do too much. He moved to the right spots, and when he was given the shot, he hit it. You know, so that's what you want, and I'm impressed with his efforts. Honestly, it was such a team effort, And Willie Green was interviewed after the game, as he often is, as he is after every game, and he said, in a quote, "I'm extremely proud of this group." Herb, when he was asked about that, "Herb has been great all season. He's more comfortable and he was huge. He needed all of his points tonight." On the character of the team, he said, "It's huge. He's extremely proud of Jackson. The preparation meets opportunity. He was a huge boost for our group." So instead of, when he was asked about the group in general, he immediately went to Jackson Hayes and praised him. And as he said earlier on in the season, he said, "I'm not calling you out. I'm calling you up. And your number's being called, so it's time for you to rise to the challenge." And to have a person at the head coach position in that role as a mentor, a leader, a guy that you can respect, and all the guys are around him, and you know, when he speaks, people listen. I mean, all credit to him, because he's got this locker room. And you can see when teams don't, and we saw it last year when the coach didn't have the locker room. And this team, they would run through a brick wall for Willie Green, and you can see it. Because they know that if they perform, they're going to be spoken of highly. In terms of, he was asked about Clark and Harper, guys that have been coming up from the G League. He said, they have to play with no hesitation. These guys have confidence because they're prepared. They're ready, you know, and that's what you want. These guys have been training with the team. They know the system. They know what their role is. They know that when they've got to create, they create. They've got to be aggressive. And on Garrett Temple, he said he didn't have a good first half, but he stuck with it. He got himself going. He hit a couple of buckets. He's been huge for us on and off the floor. And I think that's the thing about Temple. And we hammered him. Everyone hammered him. They're like, is he the new Eric Bledsoe? But the difference between Eric Bledsoe and Garrett Temple was that Temple had complete buy-in in the culture, into the coach, into the off-court stuff, and it was just a matter of time before his on-court stuff came. And he was asked to do a whole heap of stuff without, in a new situation, after a lot of time. And, you know, I've got to look back at myself and say, well, hang on, I didn't give him a fair chance either. But the last two games, we're not even in him if he's not contributing to this level. And when they all rave about him being this fantastic vet, this fantastic guy off the court, well, that's what you want. You want guys like that in your locker room that can bring up these young guys. Do you think we get these young guys in this situation if you don't have leadership? And we've been trying to find leaders like this. So all credit to him, and well done, GT, on your fantastic effort tonight. Really, really proud. And Willie Green echoed that, and everyone did. And what was nice, I mean, I watched all of the post-game videos. They had Devontae Graham came out and spoke, and he spoke about had Garrett as well. Both of them spoke about how good Jackson Hayes being able to stay ready and contribute and being a plus 22 on the night. You know, isn't that such a credit to you as a person, Jackson, and your teammates and each other, that you care enough about each other when someone else succeeds. You're asked about your own success and you build others up. And that's the sort of culture that is sustained winning culture. You know, everyone wants to play for one another. And all of a sudden, we're five of the last seven, and we're charging. We won four straight, dropped one because we were completely undermanned, and you know, had no Brandon Ingram, no offense at all, no go-to scorer. And all of a sudden, you take on a team that's right up there in the Eastern Conference now, 20-14. We're 20-13 on coming in, and that takes us to 13 again, and you're sitting very close to the 10th spot, two games still, and you're in. I mean, that's credit, and that is dedication, and that is what I love to see from my team. And we talked about it in the spaces, you know. I was sitting there, I got asked about Willie Green, and I talked about how he really has this trust, and it's a two-way trust. And you can see it. You can see it on the bench. You can see the presence that Willie has. You know, he is he's a fantastic leader, and all credit to him, and all credit to the guys for getting this win. Now they get to have a few days off. It's the longest break that we get all year, so they can rest and recuperate, which is great, because guys that have got a few knocks can really get themselves right, and looking forward to seeing the guys rest and recuperate and have a bit of a break. You know, they don't play again until Sunday morning my time, Saturday night, which is the 1st of Jan, 2nd of Jan for me. 7:30 a.m. game. So what's that? That's early. That's like a 5:30 game, I think. So unless I'm in the wrong time zone, could very well be. Can't convert it. Anyway, it's an earlier game than normal. Looking forward to seeing how they take on the Bucks. They've got Giannis back. So we've just got to dig in, bring the same effort. We're going to be rest and recuperated, and it's about bringing that same fire. You know, I'm impressed with these guys and really proud of what they've done. I want to see more of it. I want to see these guys continue to grow, and hopefully we will get to see that very soon. So I'm going to put a pin in it. Enjoy the few days off if you've got some. If you're working, well, I'm sorry to hear, but, you know, someone's got to do it, and unfortunately that is not me. So look after yourselves. I am Lyle Swithenbank. This is the Sports Ethos New Orleans Pelicans podcast, at Lyle Swithenbank on Twitter, at Ethos Pelicans. Look after yourselves. Happy New Year, because I won't speak to you till after then. And bye for now.